The Revenant. Deep within the far reaches of my mind played a tune that kept me happy for as long as I could remember, quite like the one that played while a certain shark wreaked havoc. This tune was often distorted by the background noises that came with living amongst others like me. They judged me as someone who was tormented and lived in a constant state of despair. That vicious cycle of torment had led me to my current residence, West Hill Mental Ward, or what I like to call Lackluster Estate. I was locked away, trapped inside my own four walls. I held it in for as long as I could, still playing my favorite song through the built-in radio that resided in my not-so-sane mind. Only my family understood the language that I spat from my mouth on a daily basis, often holding my hands and telling me that everything was going to be all right. They were wrong, however. It was fucked. Everything was fucked. Those teeth of mine would take over again. They took over again. Distaste for the bite immediately hit me, and I felt disgust rise in me, though it was too late to take it back. Hardly the best that I had ever tasted, and the flesh ripped like wrinkled skin should. It was wrong. However, a bite was a bite, and any bite was better than none at all. The color crimson spurt from the open wound like a sprinkler head, dousing my face and shirt with blood that smelt and tasted strongly of iron. An unmistakable emotion built up inside me, only it could not be expressed right away due to the illness that plagued my mind. I knew what I was supposed to do. My mother was the one that took care of me, but in the end she stopped in at the wrong time. Maniacal would be how I best described my fit of laughter as I watched the woman fall to the ground, gushing a fountain of blood from her neck, trying her best to hold it all in, and failing horribly. She almost instantly went into a state of shock. Seemingly a mile away sat a television with my idol doing what he did best. Chomp.